Currency tipsters are feeling pretty confident that the long-term outlook for the Australian dollar will be one that grain producers will be happy to hear about. But while the dollar's looking good, a price slump in one other vital part of the supply chain should have exporters worried. Clint Jasper reports.
The prospect of the Reserve Bank of Australia either keeping interest rates at their current lows or cutting them further has the big banks making some bold currency predictions.
Our forecast for the AUD going into 2017 are below 60 at the end of this year, 69 cents remaining below 60, high 60s for the duration of 2017 and even into a little bit into 2018, we're looking at a sort of a 65 to 70 cent Australian dollar through that period.
NAB's agricultural economist Finn Zabel says the dollar's been on a 10-week slide. The outlook has rival bank ANZ predicting if the US central bank lifts its interest rates, the dollar could slide as low as 50 US cents. But right now we're sitting at around 72 cents, and Finn Zabel says that's providing a nice cushion for local growers against the global oversupply of wheat.
All the signs are that production, you know, in most major growing regions throughout the world, with perhaps a few exceptions, is looking very strong. And what that's meant is that global grain prices, global wheat prices, have been on a downward trend for quite some time, for a number of years now. The reason why you haven't seen that flow through in some way, you know, in many ways, the Australian prices and, you know, Australian prices for wheat and other major grains haven't been exceptional by any means, but they haven't seen the sort of decline they've seen internationally, is that decline in the dollar coming off, you know, being well in the 90s 2 years ago, now being in the low 70s has been the major buffer against lower prices domestically.
But Mercado Grains analyst Andrew Whitelaw says while the currency is supporting local grain values, Australia's competitive advantage for exporting into Southeast Asia is being eroded. In fact, it's now cheaper for Indonesian millers to purchase grain from Russia than Australia, thanks to a slump in shipping rates.
So we already know at the moment that a number of cargoes have gone into Indonesia, which would have in the past have typically been Australian origin. So we're starting to see a bit of that geographic advantage slip away. And this is due to the fact that it is so cheap to ship grain because freight rates are an all-time low.
Indonesia is the biggest customer for Australian wheat. So with cheaper grain on offer, that only leaves one option for local traders.
Unfortunately, what we'll end up seeing is that potentially, if this type of situation continues, if Russian wheat still continues to go into Indonesia, Australian trading companies will obviously have to reduce their prices, which they look to achieve into Indonesia, which will then flow on to a local basis in Australia. So effectively, the basis is the premium over or discount over international values.
Wheat's not the only thing Australia produces, and NAB's Finn Zabel says the prices for other crops are some bright spots in the gloomy outlook for the grain complex.
We certainly don't forecast in global terms any particular upside for wheat prices this year. We expect them to stay pretty muted. Having said that, some of the other grains like canola, sorghum, in particular also pulses, have been doing very well. Chickpeas are an example of a crop which has just had an absolutely spectacular run.
That's thanks to demand from India and two terrible monsoon seasons it's experienced.
Now, the outlook for the coming monsoon season in India is a more positive one. If we see increased rainfall in India next season, then it's entirely possible that the run that chickpeas have had, which has been a spectacular one, may come to an end.
It's not a market you want to put all of your eggs into, is it?
Well, I mean, in many ways, it's an opportunistic market at the moment. You know, we've had an incredible run with it, you know, up until this point. But no, I mean, certainly there are real constraints there in terms of our ability to have market access on an ongoing basis and to have an ongoing demand for that product into that market. The simple reality of it's a good crop to have in the ground when prices are in excess of $1,000 a tonne.
And of course, while farmers are making decisions about how to market their grain, the lower exchange rate will also raise important questions about inputs. A lower dollar generally makes fertilisers more expensive.
Clint Jasper reporting.